If you could open up your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 1. The last time I was with you during this time of offertory, we really began to look at the different gospels that begin to come in into our surrounding. And some are going to be pretty easy to begin to spot, and but some are going to begin to come in a very sneaky way. And we talked about what is or who is being elevated and whether it really matches up to the Word of God. And if you look at me in Psalm chapter 1 this morning, there's a couple things we're going to see. First off, who you begin to listen to is going to have a lot to do with how happy you are. And I think most of us agree we'd rather be happy than not. And this passage gives us a pretty good comparison of the two. But who we begin to listen to, and more specifically, who we begin to take advice from, is pretty important. You know, I think of it in some ways, it's if you've ever gone through the furniture store and you begin to walk through and you go, I'm just going to walk through. I'm not going to get anything. I'm just going to walk through, kind of check it out, see what things look like. You start walking through and somebody starts trailing you, right? You ever had that happen? They catch you. You kind of see them and you go, oh, no, they made eye contact. And they start making their way over and you go, you know, we're running a sale today. You go, I'm just looking. But you don't leave. And you keep walking around. They find you again. Listen, let me tell you, there's no interest, interest-free payments. You go, oh. And you go, come over, just look at this. Look at this recliner right here. And you go, and you look, and you go, that looks kind of comfortable. And they go, why don't you go sit down in it? You sit down in the recliner, and you go, oh, I'm buying this thing. This is pretty good right here. No interest, you said? That sounds good. It catches up to you a very sneaky way. And if you look with me in the passage, it says, how blessed or how happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. That counsel is going to be really a sense of kind of taking advice, beginning to give an ear to what someone is going to begin to say. The wicked is really going to be those who are rebelling or hostile to God. And, you know, sometimes you begin to see some of these things and you go, well, it's so obvious. But let's say it's someone that begins to maybe be angry with the same thing that you might find yourself getting angry with. And they begin to go, you know, you really ought to take these things into your own hands. And you go, well, that kind of appeals to me in my flesh in this moment. You start to begin to give ear to it. It tells you, and really that walk is, there's going to be kind of an agenda or a way in which they go, and they kind of get you swept up in it in a moment. And you go down to the next line, it says, nor stand in the path of sinners. You begin to kind of hang out and you stick around and you linger a little longer. I find myself in this, I start watching the news a little bit too much and I go, I'm just getting angry all of a sudden. And you just kind of stick around. You don't turn it off and you just sort of get caught up in it a little bit longer. Before you know it, you find yourself sitting in that recliner and you're getting real comfortable. And that's the next line, as it says, you sit in the seat of scoffers. Well, what's the scoffer going to do? The scoffer is going into the realm of tearing down. The scoffer is going into the realm of beginning to tear down, beginning to operate out of anger and hate rather than the love of God. How did you get there? How did you get there so quickly? Things begin to come up and you open your ear and you linger and you begin to listen to all the wrong voices in your life. You begin to give it a sense of value in your mind and in your heart. And before you know it, you know, Scripture's clear, bad company corrupts good morals. And we can tell ourselves, I'm just going to kind of walk through. I'm not going to get anything. Before you know it, you're making room in the back seat and that chair's coming home with you. And you're there and you're participating in it. You've joined in them. And you go, how did I almost get there? How did it happen? You go down, and it tells us that those that are going to really be happy, though, are going to be those that are delighting in the law of the Lord, verse 2. And in his law, he meditates day and night. It's a great word, meditate, and you begin to think about it, and there's going to be difficulties and trials begin to come up in your life, but you're wrestling through them and according to what God's word says. That's the advice that you're taking. What does God say is the right thing to do? Look, you're going to have those that are going to come and go, you're really angry about this, right? Well, you should punch back. God will go, how about you pray for those who persecute you? That's a different idea. How about rather than beginning to take things in your own hands, you start trusting God with everything? It's those sneaky voices that begin to come in. We give an ear to it, and you go, well, that doesn't sound like it's against the things of God. Yeah, but how are they telling you to handle it? What are they appealing to? And he says, he begins to describe the one who's going to instead take the things that they're dealing with, and they're just dwelling on the Word of God and thinking through what God's Word says and what His Spirit is beginning to tell us in our heart. He says, they're going to be like the one, verse 3, a tree firmly planted by streams of water. You know, what's interesting is the text doesn't begin to bring up the whole thing of winds coming in, but it does in a way, because in verse 4, it gives us a contrast of wind beginning to come in. There's going to be winds. There's going to be things that begin to come into our life. You're going to be standing on that water. You begin to look at the wind. You're going to begin to sink. But he says, wind's going to begin to come in. Why are you no longer worried? Because you're firmly planted in Him. You're listening to the things that God has said in His Word. It's going to yield fruit in its season at just the right time. God's going to begin to bring fruit in your walk with Him. He's going to give you the right words. He's going to give you the right understanding of the decisions to make. He's going to cause you to look like His Son in the right time, in the right way, in the right moment. Its leaf does not wither, and whatever He does, He prospers. Do you want that to be descriptive of your walk with Him? That you're actually going to see God's favor and blessing on the things that you're doing for Him? Well, who are we listening to? He gives a contrast in verse 4. He says, the wicked are not so, but they're like the chaff which the wind drives away. That just a little sneeze comes through, and here it goes. It just blows away. And all they have to do is just begin to go up on the hill and hold it, and the wind comes, and it's gone. The contrast is, we begin to take our cues. We listen to what God says is right. You're going to be firmly planted if you listen and you actually do it. Because the contrast is walking in the counsel of the wicked. If you're walking instead in what God says is right, you're going to begin to have a firmness. There's going to begin to be God's favor and blessing in the things that you do, rather than being tossed and turned by every wind and wave that begins to come in. There's going to be stability in our lives. He says, the chaff which the wind drives away, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment. In that time of difficulty beginning to come in, they're going to falter. Or sinners in the assembly of the righteous. The Lord knows, more specifically that word, is to have regard for the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. There's a lot of different voices out there. And you might start off listening and you feel like we're really on the same page. We're really going in the same direction. But you start listening long enough and they begin to take you a little bit off course. It just starts a little bit. A little veer. Before you know it, you're in that seat. My encouragement is who are we listening to? Are we listening to God? Are we listening to His Word? And is that what you and I are meditating on day and night? Are we thinking about His Word? Are we dwelling, going, God, what would you have me do today? What would I do with this? James 1 is clear. You lack wisdom, ask of God. But don't do it in doubting. God's going to be faithful. He's going to give you the wisdom of what to do. But who are we turning to for that? Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you bring different things into our lives at different times to grow and to stretch us. Lord, we recognize there's a lot of different voices out there. There's a lot of different agendas. There's a lot of different ways of proceeding through these days that you've given us. Lord, but there's one voice that we want to listen to, and that's yours. So Lord, may we as your church, as your children, listen to you and you alone. Not begin to be dissuaded by our flesh or in weakness, but Lord, to just trust you, to believe that your ways are best. Believe that if you begin to move us, you tell us to do something, it's going to be for our good. So Lord, may we trust you in these things. And Lord, we ask for your discernment in this, that we would recognize those voices that would begin to pull us away from you. Lord, we give you and you alone thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.